Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We hope that you guys had a great holiday season and are focused now on the year ahead. If there's a project on your to-do list that you'd like to get done in the days and the weeks to follow here in 2024, we would like to help. Reach out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. They're beautiful, right? Heavy cast iron grates, the big beefy knobs, the big burners. Those types of ranges are more popular than ever. So we're going to share what you'd need to do to accommodate one of these fire-breathing beasts in your home.
And if the new year has you just starting out in your first home or your first apartment, but you don't have the budget to spruce it up, we've got some tips for makeovers that require little to absolutely no cash.
Hey, everybody can afford that, right? And do you guys enjoy sewing and scrapbooking, maybe woodworking? Well, we're going to have some tips on how you can set up a space for those hobbies and more in your home.
But first, our focus is you this new year. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list for 2024, let us help it make it a DIY done project. So let us know what it is, what you are working on, what your big plans are. And let's help you formulate a way to tackle all of those DIY dreams in this new year.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or again, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We got Karen in Tennessee on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on?
I have some really nice windows that get lots of sun, and they let the heat in from the sun in the wintertime. And they are like the double window, I guess, like the type that's, supposed to keep out the cold, but it doesn't. So I need something to put over them that will allow the heat to come in, but keep the cold out. And I'm wondering if you have some kind of like film or something, you know, that I can put on there to do that.
So, Karen, I think the fact that you have thermal pane windows, that's what you're describing, that's insulated glass, is a good thing. It's nice to hear that they let some heat in during the day, but the reason that they're letting cold get in through that same glass in the evening is because there's probably not a low E window, so it doesn't have any reflectivity to it to keep the heat on the hot side, so to speak. So here's what I want you to do. I think you should have a thermal shade like a cellular shade. Cellular shades have an insulating ability. And what you're going to want to do is just make it a habit of keeping those open during the day and then keeping them down at night. Now, by the way, there are fairly inexpensive automation systems that can raise and lower these shades for you based on the time of day and where the sun is, in fact. So you could look into those as well. But I think having them up during the day, you'll be able to capture some of that heat. And then dropping them as soon as the sun goes down will help keep some of that warmth inside. Because what happens is when the air from your house starts to circulate and hot air rises, but when it strikes that cold glass as it gets really cold, it chills and it falls and it kind of feels like a draft. Even though it may not exactly be a draft, it's uncomfortable. But when you put the cellular shade in between the window and you, then that doesn't happen as much and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
All right, Ken's on the line. He's got a leak in his ceiling and something is going on with that drywall. Listen, we've all been there. What's happening?
What I have is I had a ceiling leak that caused the sheetrock and the ceiling to separate. And I'm just wondering how I need to approach that project, and is it a do-it-yourself project that I should try myself?
So, Ken, as long as the leak has been fixed, you certainly probably could repair this yourself. Now, you say the ceiling is separated. If the ceiling is swollen, in other words, if it's sort of sagging down from this leak and it's physically deformed, in that case, you have to cut out that bad section of drywall. But if it's just that the seam perhaps has started to separate, sometimes water gets under the seam and then the drywall tape will peel off. If that's the case, that's not such a big deal. You just pull off all that old loose stuff, whether it's spackle or tape, pull it all off, and then you're going to retape that from scratch. Basically, you're going to put in like two coats of very thin spackle with tape, maybe a third coat on top of that, sand it off, and then this is really important, by the way, you have to prime the entire area that leaked, because if you don't prime it, any staining that's in that drywall will pull through to the finished coat of paint. And it's really annoying because you'll paint it, you'll stand back and say, oh, it looks great. A couple hours later, you'll see the stains start to leak through it. So you absolutely have to prime it. But I don't see why you can't do that yourself, as long as you're comfortable, you know, working with spackle and drywall tape. And
being on a ladder.
Sanding and breathing all that mess, too, because that often happens as a part of it. Put a dust mask on. It makes it a lot more pleasant.
And, you know, make sure your neck, you're going to get a crick in your neck, because when you're looking up painting a ceiling, I always feel like I'm like, oh, my neck.
Yeah, you mean like Michelangelo, right?
Seriously.
I think he had scaffolding.
Thanks so much for joining us this new year on The Money Pit. What are you guys working on for 2024? Maybe you're thinking about updating your kitchen. Perhaps you're thinking of including the ultimate kitchen upgrade, a commercial range. Well, they're gorgeous, but can your kitchen handle it? We're going to tell you what to look out for and how to incorporate that coming up next on The Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Or maybe you're not quite tackling projects just yet, but you're planning on a project or you're dreaming of a project. Well, whatever
maybe
it is.
You're just digesting.
Yes, still.
from the month.
Cleaning up tree needles.
5 weeks here of gorging ourselves on food.
Well, whatever it is, guys, we want to help you get your home to be everything that you want it to be. So why not follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way. If the rest of it's already done, it'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So like if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use like around a maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place, I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else is just going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it just because it's like a habit.
Well, because yeah, exactly. You see it, so you know. All right, we've got Henry on the line who wants to talk about something going on in the garage. Why don't you tell us about it?
Currently, I have a overhead natural gas heater. It's quite expensive to operate on a regular basis. My garage has approximately 12 inches of fiberglass insulation overhead. The walls are insulated. I didn't know whether to keep what I currently have, or would it be perhaps wise to go to a electric heater that would provide sufficient heat.
So I think you're going to find that the cost of operating the electric heater is going to be even more than operating the gas heater. How big is your garage?
Approximately 800 square feet.
Oh, it's a pretty big garage. Yeah.
Yes. So, almost a three-car garage.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a 20 by 30 garage myself, and what I did to heat that is I have one kerosene heater. Now, it's not just a kerosene heater. To explain, I put insulation in the ceiling like you did, and I put foam, actually used foam boards in between the floor joists, like the thermal insulation that's like foil-faced foam. I also closed off the opening to like the attic storage space above it so I wouldn't have all the heat rush up there. And I improved the weather stripping around the doors and around the windows the same I would if I was doing something, for the regular part of the house. And I found that this particular heater that I used, it was rated for that size space, and it did a really good job of first of all, taking that cold edge off. And if I leave it running long enough, it warms the whole place up. So I found that to be a more affordable way than, and actually a smaller, more convenient way to heat the garage, because I'm not heating it all the time. You know, I might go out there on a weekend and do some projects. So I just wanted something I could turn on and turn off. Those big space heaters, big gas-fired forced air space heaters that hang from the ceiling, there is nothing efficient about that. Nothing at all. Some of those use gas as the heating system that heats your entire house. The only other alternative I would suggest would be kerosene. But if you try to go electric, those electric heaters are going to be just as expensive to operate.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the suggestion. I'm certainly going to check it out.
Well, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. With those heavy cast iron grates, the beefy knobs, and the high BTU burners, the ProStyle range has become a focal point in our homes. Plus, a serious stove can boost your cooking powers, too. Not to mention your home's resale values. Could you imagine if these super stoves made you an amazing chef?
I think that's automatically. I mean, you're paying enough for them, right? Doesn't that come with the package?
Comes with the magic power.
Well, here's something, though, you guys may not know. An actual commercial range is not designed for a residential kitchen. That's right. You can't buy a commercial range, the kind that would go into a restaurant, and put it in your kitchen. The main reason is they don't have the same level of insulation, and they can be very unsafe. So instead, many manufacturers offer a type of range simply called a pro-style range. Looks like a commercial range, but has some of those safety features that are really important.
Yes, and it also comes with pro-style cooking skills, so you're still going to have those superpowers, you guys. Now, the pro-style ranges, they're scaled to fit that standard depth counter, and they've got beefed-up insulation, which are going to keep them safe in your home. And their biggest burners still blast out 18,000 to 25,000 BTUs versus a basic ranges burner, which is 12,000 BTUs. Most pro-style ranges come in standard widths from 30 to 60 inches, and the larger width means more burners or those other cooktop options such as griddles and grills and just more space, too, which is pretty, kick butt, you guys.
Yeah. Now, you're going to pay more for it, probably somewhere in the area of, like, say, around $3,000 to $4,000 up to maybe $20,000 for a pro-style range, depending on the size and the features and the models. And you can also expect, though, to get at least 20 years out of that appliance, but keep in mind that repairs can be expensive. But I guess if you're paying that kind of money for the range, you pretty much expect the repairs to be along those same lines. Well, let's talk about fuels. Now, pro-style burners are always gas, but they can also be paired with a gas or an electric oven, and the latter option is simply called dual fuel. Most importantly, let's talk ventilation. These ranges produce a lot of humidity, a lot of odor, a lot of carbon monoxide, and if a recipe goes wrong, a lot of smoke. So a correctly sized vent hood that exhausts to the outside is a must. You're not going to get away with a recirculating fan here. It's got to go right outside, and it's got to be the right size.
All right, now here's some other features that you can be looking for. We're talking about those high BTUs again. These signature features of any pro-style range truly is one or more burners that are capable of that super high heat. So when you want to sear, when you're sautéing, when you want super fast boiling, but don't get hung up on those numbers too much. For most home chefs, 18,000 BTUs is plenty hot, you guys. You also want to look for maybe a low simmer burner that can handle more of those delicate tasks like simmering an unattended pot of chili all day without bringing things to a boil or burning it. You know, different manufacturers use different technologies to achieve a steady, even heat, so be sure to test the simmer before you buy if you can. And closed burners, now the vast majority of ranges offer sealed burners, which means the entire range tops allow for no place for spills or grease to drip down into the stove itself. And as a result, those jets are positioned so that the gas flows out to the side, then up, slightly reducing efficiency, but making cleanup relatively painless. So definitely a must if you might be a messy chef.
Yeah, well, we want a pro-style commercial range, but we don't want to commercial's range that has to be cleaned, like a commercial range, right?
Right.
So kind of want the best of both worlds. Now, listen, finally, again, be prepared for the heat. There's a lot of it. That cook space gets really toasty when you're blasting up to 6 burners, plus a griddle or a grill, sometimes all at once. You also need to buy heavy bottom pans that are several inches larger than the burner so the heat doesn't just bypass them and go around them. And keep in mind, too, that with those cast iron grates that are part of these ranges, those get really hot. They radiate a ton of heat, and they take a long time to cool off. They could take like an hour or so. So you got to be careful. You know, having a pro-style range is a great thing to have. It's probably also going to impact your air conditioning system. I don't think you can be comfortable in front of that thing, Leslie, and cook at the same time with all of those burners blasting you. But listen, if that's what you're into, go for it.
All right, we've got Jason on the line who's dealing with potentially a major structural issue going on at their newly purchased home. What's going on?
I bought my house 4 years ago, and we kind of overlooked some problems because we had been looking for so long. But basically, I have the beam that holds up the main part of my house is, like, rounded the whole length of my house. Like, there's a hump in my floor from end to end. The floor sags on both sides of the main beam. And I think part of the problem is the actual upper parts, the walls and stuff, don't actually go over the beam. They go on either side. Is it even worth trying to fix, or should I get out of the house?
I mean, this is definitely something because you kind of rushed the whole process. I mean, had you had a home inspection, this definitely would have been seen, right, Tom?
I think so, for sure, based on the amount of sag that you're reporting. I don't think the fact that the interior bearing walls, which is what it sounds like you're talking about, are offset from the beam is the cause of this. I mean, that's actually not an uncommon thing to do. Within reason, it could be offset a little bit and still provide plenty of support. But the fact that this beam moved is definitely a major concern, and we need to figure out why that is. My one question would be, do you think it's active or has it always been this way? Because if it's active, then it's even more serious of a problem. I think in this case, what I would do is I would hire a structural engineer to evaluate this problem and determine what has to be done to stabilize it. And the engineer should specify what repair is needed. And then with that specification, you could find a contractor to make the repair. I am confident you don't have to run away from this house. These things are fixable. It's just that this is a significant issue that requires that level of attention. And you want to work through the engineer, not just a contractor who thinks. Contractors are always famous and, oh, I know how to fix that. Well, maybe, maybe not. More likely not. And this way, if you use an engineer, you have sort of a pedigree, so to speak, in terms of a file that you'll be building that if you go to sell this house and this repair is evident or the sag is evident, you can say, hey, I had an engineer check it out and it is a problem or it's not a problem. And if it was a problem, I fixed it according to his specs. And then the engineer should come back and certify that the repair was done correctly. That's the way to make sure that you sort of reset the clock here and reset the value of the house by proving that it was done correctly. Make sure you get building permits and follow it through. And that's the best way to solve it at this point in time. But Leslie, like you said, even though it's a tough market and even though you're pressed to find the perfect house and you think you may have, it never makes sense to skip the home inspection and to rush into these things because these problems can get really expensive if they're overlooked.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like now that you've already bought the house, like you're on your own with these costs. Like beforehand, you could have at least negotiated something or made the choice to not purchase.
Yeah. And not only that, you basically need to disclose now that the house has a problem. So it's got to be solved. And this is the best way to do it.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, you guys. Maybe your new year includes a new place. Well, we know that you'd like your new place to look good, but perhaps your budget is still straining from the holidays. Well, what do you do? How about a little creative brainstorming? We've got some ideas to help you get your decor jump started on a budget next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hey, do you guys have some DIY resolutions to tackle in the year ahead? Maybe some projects you want to get done? Reach out to us right now because we will help you take that all-important first step. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, post your questions to MoneyPit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Heading over to Mississippi, where we've got Donna on the line, dealing with a worn-out driveway. What are you looking to do?
My driveway is partly crumbled, partly scored, partly rusted on. Can you put a blacktop surface on top of a concrete surface and have it hold up?
Hey, Donna, so I can definitely see how that might seem to make some sense, putting blacktop over concrete, but it really is not going to work because the way you build either a driveway made of concrete or a driveway made of blacktop is entirely different. So you can't mix the two. So you're going to have to, if you want to go blacktop, you have to take out the driveway that's there, and then you have to put in the right layers because blacktop driveways are made up over layers, and they're usually at least 5 or 6 inches thick by the time you're done. But they put in different layers. They start with a stone base, then they roll that stone base with a tool that packs it down really, really tightly. It's almost as tight as hard as a road when the stone base is down.
Wait, you forgot the part where they wait 4 weeks because they want it to settle. And then you drive.
Well, yeah, but I've never had that. When I've done driveways, we've always rolled them and then put the blacktop on all in one time.
And our contractor made us wait 4 weeks minimum so that it's settled and it gets rain, you drive on it.
I have to say that anybody that makes you wait all that time is not doing a really good job on the base, because if you put the base in right, you shouldn't have any of that happening.
I mean, it was super firm, but that was their thing.
Well, maybe that's their thing. But that's not what I did, and I don't think you necessarily have to do that as a matter of course. The driveway, the asphalt itself, I was starting to say, there's different grades of it. So you want to get one that's about a medium grade, because if you try to get one that's too smooth, it's not very strong. And the medium grade has bigger pebbles in it, and it locks together very, very nicely and lasts a long time. So you can't put it on top of the concrete. You have to take the old concrete off or out and start again from scratch.
And I will say, switching from concrete to the blacktop, it's gorgeous. What a big difference it made. It just made the house look sharp. I love it.
Yeah, and I should also mention that the concrete is not in horrible shape. It could be resurfaced. There's a product called Recap that Quikrete makes that is designed specifically for that. You could add a layer of this Recap product on top of the old concrete and give it a fresh new surface. So that's another option for you as well. Well, if you're just starting out in your first home or apartment, or you're on maybe a really limited budget, there are ways to stretch that budget along with your creative muscles to create a place that you'd be proud to call home just by repurposing what you already have, or perhaps some items that you collect from friends or family.
Yeah, and I think really here the first step is just kind of experimenting with what you already have. You know, move things around, put something from one room into another room, kind of give it a test drive, see if you like it. Experiment with creating these groupings, you know, little vignettes or sort of moments where you have things grouped together, 3 or 5. I always like odd numbers. They kind of work best on side tables or chests or on some shelving units. And the key here, guys, is to not worry about matching. You know, designers, for the most part, despise those sets of furniture. You're going to end up with much more personal and homey look if you mix and match pieces. And you can even carry this idea into your bedroom if you buy some single sheets that you can find on sale, pillowcases, shams, etc., and then create this sort of custom look for your bed by mixing and matching those colors, those patterns, those textures. It really helps create a unique look that's all your own. So don't be afraid to go for it and try stuff out.
Yep, with a little imagination and a willingness to maybe bend the decor rules a bit, there's no reason why your apartment or home can't be a place you'll love coming home to. And we've got more tips for budget decor options right now on MoneyPit.com.
All right, we're heading out to Illinois, where we've got Greg on the line, who's dealing with some vinyl siding issues. What's going on?
Well, I'm wanting to replace the vinyl siding on the house, and I'm seeing more of a trend where houses have their siding hung vertical instead of horizontal. Are there any pros or cons to installing the siding vertically, and what's the best material to use?
Well, yeah, I am seeing that as well. And whatever siding it is has to be rated for a vertical installation, and the backer for the siding as well. So typically, you know, you're going to have some sort of a weatherproof backer on a lot of those products. But I've seen it. I've not seen it with vinyl, but I have seen it with composite. And I think as long as it's installed consistent with the manufacturer's instructions and they rate it as an installation method, that I wouldn't have any fears about doing it. You know, we've seen shiplap siding, for example, done vertically or horizontally for years, and it seems to hold up just fine. It's got a pretty healthy dose of weatherproof building paper behind it, but it seems to work fine. I also see a lot of folks use that as an accent, like, for example, just on the front wall of a house, but not on the remaining walls. So I think it's a viable option. I think we're seeing more and more of it. And certainly it's been around in commercial construction more than residential, but I wouldn't have any hesitancy about using that if that was a look that I was trying to go for.
Yeah, I was more concerned about when currently I have vinyl siding that runs, of course, horizontally, and when rain hits the house, of course, it just rolls right down. I was concerned if the siding is vertical that rain would have a chance to get in between the boards.
Yeah, of course. Those siding pieces are designed for that, so they're going to have a way of channeling that water away or a backer board to the point where it doesn't matter.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, do you enjoy sewing or scrapbooking or even woodworking? We're going to have some tips to step up the space for those hobbies and more when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you enjoy The Money Pit? Well, if you really super enjoy The Money Pit, we think you're going to enjoy more of The Money Pit, and you're never going to miss an episode when you follow us on Apple Podcasts.
That's right. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Carol joining us, who's got a lot of air in the pipes and causing some heating issues. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a boiler. I have air in the lines. My boiler has an automatic burper. I've bled the lines. but there's more air than usual.
Hey, Carol, so I've actually never heard it. When you say your boiler has a burper, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but when you have air in the heating system, in a hot water heating system, what you need to do is you need to let the air out at the radiators themselves. So the air is going to work its way out of the system, and you open up the bleed valve, which is at the radiators, and you let that run until the water starts coming up. When the water starts coming out, then you've released all the air. And that's really all you need to do for that system. And the reason the air gets in there is because when the boiler refills, which it'll do from time to time, that water that comes in from the tap, it's going to have air entrained in it, and as it's heated, it gets released. So that's where the air comes from. But by bleeding it at the radiator valves, you should be able to eliminate that water and restore heat to those chilly radiators.
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. They're, in fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them, so you can have the louvers open or closed. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic. So big sheets of polyviscoene plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot. And you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, many of us have dreamed of a space in our homes dedicated to our favorite hobby. You know, maybe for you it's a workshop, a sewing room, a writer's nook, or an art studio. Well, there's no better time than now to live your dream. So let's start off with the basic questions about your hobby. How much space and storage are you needing? Do you need a lot of outlets? Does it maybe involve something that needs special ventilation? If you're using an existing space, think about how you'd use closet space with the doors removed. Does that work? You know, are you looking for space in your basement or maybe even the garage? And just because you call the room in your home a dining room doesn't mean you have to use it that way.
That's right. So when planning your room, you want to think about the three most important areas. For example, if you're creating maybe a sewing room, the key areas might be like a cutting table, a sewing area, and maybe an ironing board. But for woodworkers like me, it might be a table saw, a radial arm saw, and a workbench. You know, in kitchen design, we call this the working triangle. It's the space between the range and the refrigerator and the sink, because those are the three things that you're sort of moving between all the time. So the idea applies here to your hobby room. Maintain a short distance between the key workstations, and that makes the space a lot easier for you to navigate and a lot less stressful and tiring as you go about your projects.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, well, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home in... It was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all of those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that...
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. But apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Monty in Pennsylvania, he's had enough of this cold weather and is heading south for a couple of weeks. Well, he wants to know how low he can set the heating in the thermostat before his pipes will freeze. We're going to share some tips and more on ways that you can make sure your house doesn't break down while you're away when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Anderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful January weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying the start of this grand new year in front of us. And if you've got projects that are part of your planning for the new year, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, we've got some folks from Pennsylvania that look like they've had enough of the cold weather.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Monty in PA says, can you tell me the lowest temperature I can set my thermostat to keep my pipes from freezing while I'm away on vacation? Meaning, I've got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm freezing my butt off, and I'm going to the Caribbean.
Listen, I would not trust just a thermostat setting to keep your pipes from freezing because, you know, listen, temperatures vary. I know in my house, before I made some plumbing changes, we would have to get down to 6 or 7 degrees above zero before we got some pipe freezing. And I wouldn't trust that I was going to be able to predict that while I'm away. So I would recommend a couple of things here, Monty. First of all, I wouldn't set your thermostat any lower than about 65. I really wouldn't. Because aside from the issue of keeping the pipes warm, if you let too much moisture build up in that house, you can get mold. Secondly, I would turn the main water valve off. Because if the main water valve is off, you can't have a leak and leak damage that ensues from it, or at least not very much. I mean, your water heater could leak, but after the 40 or 50 gallons leaks out, then that's it. You got nothing else that's happening there. So I would turn the main water valve off, and I would also shut off all the non-essential circuits. So if your water heater is electric, turn off the electricity to the water heater. No sense paying for water to be heated while you're away, and so on. Go through the house, any circuits that you don't need, so it's not the heat. You want to keep that on. The refrigerator, keep that on and so on. Lights, keep that on. But, if you have other circuits, which we all do, those can be kept off. So you're minimizing the chance that anything is going to go crazy on you when you're away. So don't just trust the temperature setting to that thermostat. I would definitely turn the water off and make sure that there's no water that can leak out. Even if the pipes do freeze and break, you're not going to get a leak. And if you do, you'll figure it out when you get home real quick.
All right. Now we've got a post from Kim who says, this weekend I tried to remove a dead light bulb from my ceiling fan, and it was so brittle it shattered in my hand. Now the base of the light bulb is basically stuck in the socket, and I don't know how to get it out. I thought about using pliers, but what part of the bulb should I grab onto? I've had this happen before.
I have too. Yep, I have too. So first of all, the key here is turn your power off. And I'm not just talking about the switch. I don't want to take any chances. I want you to turn all the power off in the house. Turn off the main. Just have it be off when you do this. But there's two ways to go about this. Typically what I'll do is I'll grab the edge of the remaining piece of the bulb, the socket, with a pair of needle-nose pliers and just carefully work it in a circle so I unscrew it essentially. But there's also a little trick of the trade. If you have a piece of foil, you can sort of ball that up and stick it into that socket, right, where all the glass was. And that actually becomes like an extension of where the bulb was, and you're sort of unscrewing it. So you can do that, or you could do it with a set of pliers. But always, always, always turn all the power off first.
All right. I've also heard people say you could use a potato, but that seems a little challenging.
I don't get that. I've heard that. That seems like
I feel like they think
that doesn't make any sense.
The bits of glass and the edge of the bulb itself will stick into the potato and then you turn it. But I feel like you got to push really hard and you're probably pushing that bulb further in.
I think it's a waste of a good potato, frankly.
And it's not like you're going to eat it after.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have a little unexpected roughage if you did. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little bit of your day this new year with us. If you've got projects on your to-do list, we would love to help you get them done. All you got to do is reach out to us any time of the day or night at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Lynn. Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It was snow shovels and blowers now at the ready, as in the Northeast, where a storm this weekend is expected to bring snow and freezing rain along with ice to the region, with the heaviest snowfall expected in Pennsylvania, parts of the Hudson Valley, and portions of New England. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, there is winter storm warnings in effect through 1 o'clock Monday, with snow accumulations of 6 inches up to a foot expected. National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Greg Carpenter says this is only the beginning.
This particular event will kind of be the precursor, the intro to what will become a pretty active pattern right through next week. It looks like blizzard conditions possible in the middle of the country by the early part of the work week next week. That system's going to bring a lot of rain and wind to parts of the East Coast before Wednesday.
In the West, a Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow shut down a stretch of interstate Saturday, briefly knocking out power to tens of thousands in Reno, Nevada. Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah traded fire in one of the heaviest days of cross-border fighting in recent weeks. The cross-border fire on Saturday comes a day after the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital. Meanwhile, the elections are close by, the caucuses anyway, with 9 days until Iowa. Former President Trump hit the hustings in Sioux Center, telling the crowd he's confident he'll win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa, because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote, because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
The ones who've watched our beautiful, thriving country unravel before our eyes. The citizens who have built America to be strong, courageous, and to hold fast to truth. Are you watching in real time as our rights are being stripped away? We've been silenced, fear-mongered, and coerced into big government mandates and agendas. As a conservative organization and alternative to AARP, we at AMAC recognize that it is you, the citizens of America, that band together to influence public policy, defend our Constitution, and preserve our God-given freedom. Join over 2 million citizens of AMAC today by visiting us at amac.us/fight. As a member, take advantage of exclusive benefits including insurance, travel, finance, entertainment, and more. Let us be your guide, offer you everyday solutions, and stay up to date on the issues that matter most. Rest easy knowing that we are here to advocate for you. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.us/fight.
Why?
United Arab Emirates has acknowledged there's a mass trial of 84 inmates, news which had leaked out by dissidents during the COP28 climate summit. Karen Chamas has this report.
The state-run WAM news agency quoted the country's attorney general, Hamad al-Shamsi, as confirming 84 defendants are on trial. Al-Shamsi said they're facing charges of establishing a secret organization, which he says is intent on committing acts of violence and terrorism on state territory. Although no names were given, the majority of those held were described as members of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is a pan-Arab Islamist group long targeted in the autocratic UAE as a threat to its hereditary rulers. I'm Karen Chalas.
And you can always check out the latest in the breaking news, reading the best analysis by logging on to townhall.com. A deadly accident in New York is being investigated by state police.
Authorities say the bus rollover on an upstate highway left one person dead, injured at least a dozen more. The bus with 23 people on board was traveling south from Montreal when it crashed on the Adirondack Northway in the town of Lake George Friday afternoon. The bus was headed to New York City. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, in New York City, subway operations there being reviewed by federal transit safety investigators after a collision and derailment earlier this week caused minor injuries to more than 20 people. The NTSB is expanding its probe beyond Thursday's derailment because it was the second major incident in just over a month on the system. That incident left one person dead. Be sure to check on more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are starting off 2024 on a good foot. If you're thinking about taking on a project to improve your space, well, that's what we do. We'd be glad to help you out with some tips and advice on how to get your project done right the first time. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that two ways. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and we'll get back to you as quick as possible. We got a great show planned for you today. You know, sometimes the winter can be a little bit dreary on some days, but you can bring some life and color to your backyard by attracting a variety of winter birds. And you can do that with the right kind of bird feeder and bird food. So we're going to walk you through that project and tell you what you need to know.
And with the chilly weather, do you have a room or an area where a space heater might come in handy? Well, before you reach for those space heaters, we want to just make sure that you're using it safely. We'll share some tips coming up.
And when you insulate a home, you're kind of limited to the wall's depth, which is about 3.5 inches for a 2x4. Well, there's a new product on the market that actually can help you boost wall insulation, seal out drafts before they happen, and improve energy efficiency for greater comfort. We'll tell you all about that.
But first, what resolutions do you have on your home improvement list for the new year? Well, whatever you'd like to get done, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So let us know what you've got on the plans for this new year.
Standing by for your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. And there's lots of people that want to talk to us. There must be a lot of work going to be planned for this new year, Leslie. So let's get to it. Who's first?
We've got Christine on the line who's got a question about grout. What is going on at your money pit?
So I have a renovation going on, and one bathroom has white shower tile and white floor tile. and I wanted to use white grout on both the shower wall and the floor. My architect says, don't use white. It'll get so dirty so fast. My boss says she has two rooms, and they're both all white grout, and they don't get dirty. And then there was somebody else who said, you know, there's opinions on both sides. I want to know what right. is the right answer.
Okay. Well, Leslie, I think it really comes down to the type of grout. I mean, if it's sand grout, it's much more likely to get dirty than if it's an epoxy grout, right?
Yeah, and it also depends, you know, if you treat it after the grout is applied. You know, there are some steps you can take to make sure that once the grout is applied, it can stay cleaner longer. And there's different ways that you can apply that grout sealer as well.
Okay. So,
taking notes?
So we think that white's probably a fine choice. And yes, there may be a bit more maintenance, but if you do seal, if it's sand grout, like the whiter grout joints, like for the floor, and you seal those properly, you minimize that. And for the tile walls, if you use an epoxy grout, then you really have no worries, because that's just almost as easy to clean as the tile itself.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
James in Colorado is on the line and has a question about a rusty window well. What's going on?
So our home is about 14 years old, and we have some window wells that butt up right against to the driveway. And they've started having little quarter size or half dollar size rust pits that are coming through onto the inside of the window well. And I'm doing some things that mask that, but I just wonder in the long term, can I stop that from happening, or what's going to be the long term consequence of that?
Yeah, probably not. You know, galvanized metal, as you probably know, there's different levels of galvanized, and some of it's going to last longer than others. You mentioned this is near your driveway. I imagine there's probably some salt getting there, perhaps in the winter, and that's corrosive as well. So I think this is just a state of wear that these window wells are experiencing. They do make window wells that are not steel. There's very sturdy plastic window wells that are available. Are these between sort of like the foundation wall in your driveway, and are they covering maybe half the way up the glass for the basement, or can you describe them to me?
It covers up almost the whole way of the glass. We're in a newer neighborhood, but it's designed to look like an older one with detached garages, and the
right.
space between the houses is narrow. So the driveway actually comes right up to the foundation. And so these window wells stick up about half a foot to a foot above the driveway.
James, are you familiar with the Bilco company? They're kind of famous for the Bilco door, which is that sort of slanty metal door that helps people get into basements from the outside. They actually make a polyethylene window well that would replace the steel window well. Of course, you know, they're like $100 compared to like, you know, $20 for the steel one. But those window wells are very attractive and sturdy, and you're not going to have any problems with corrosion in the future with them. So there's an option for you. Perhaps if they get any worse and you get to the point where they're not looking that great and you want to replace them, you might want to think about doing that.
Okay. Is it a pretty big deal to replace them?
Not really. You're going to have to just dig out the old one. What I would do is I would lay down a tarp so that you're collecting the soil on top of the tarp and not getting it all over the place, and then dig out the old one. You'll eventually be able to pull it right out. Half the time, I mean, they're designed to be bolted to the wall, but half the time they're not. So once you pull the soil away, you'll be able to remove it. And what I would do is I would get that window well, the new one set in there, and I would try to put a little bit of stone around the outside of the window well. And then what I would do is at the bottom of the window well on the window side, I would go, you know, a good 3 or 4 inches under where the window is for the basement, and I would put stone in there. And the reason you're doing that is because when it rains, you won't get dirt and mud that splashes up on your basement window.
Okay, thank you so much. This has been very helpful. I'll look up that company and see what some of their options are.
All right, good luck with the project, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Still ahead, do you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant, colorful space? Well, you can if you attract winter birds. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense.
Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy The Money Pit, you'll never miss an episode when you follow us on Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Oh, well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. And if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, I put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was a, he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor. Okay. And, one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down, and the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection. It's basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jason in Louisiana is on the line with a cracking issue in the walls. What's going on?
I'm doing a crown molding, 5 1/4 inch crown molding in my home. And so I installed it, and then I caulked it, and then it still keeps on cracking. Like, I've had to caulk it 2 or 3 times, and I was wondering if there's any better, something better to do for that than keeping on doing this thing over and over again.
So the cracking is between the crown molding and the ceiling and walls and on both sides, both top and bottom of the molding, or what?
It happens mainly between the ceiling and the molding or the crown.
And what are you caulking it with? Are you using acrylic latex caulk? Water cleanup, right, not silicone-based?
Yes, yeah, water, right. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's obviously happening is you have a lot of expansion and contraction, differential expansion and contraction between the molding and the ceiling. One thing I could suggest to you, depending on how deep that upper edge of the crown molding is, you could add another piece of molding covering that edge and letting it float. So in other words, the last piece of molding would be like a very thin shoe molding or a quarter round, and you would attach that to the ceiling. And I would glue it as you do this. So I would glue it and tack it at the same time so that you'll have essentially a seam between those two pieces of molding, and as it moves, it expands and contracts. It just sort of slides, and it doesn't break free, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
But I do suspect, Jason, that you're probably the only guy that sees that crack. So, you know, just put it in proper balance perspective, okay? There's probably other projects in your house that's like mine that deserve more attention than the seam between the molding and the ceiling, okay?
Sound good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, would you guys like to add some life to your backyard during the winter season? If so, you might think about making some simple changes to attract winter birds.
Now, all birds don't catch the red eye from Mexico at the first sign of cold weather. I mean, even the northernmost parts of the United States has cardinals, woodpeckers, finches, and many more winter-loving birds, and you can attract them to your yard simply by giving them the right food. Now, most winter birds eat seeds, and they have to because insects are kind of hard to find in the cold. So stock up on both sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And the great thing about safflower is that squirrels don't like them. And if you love woodpeckers, you can hang suet for them as well, but hang that pretty high because most of the other winter mammals that hang around, they really love suet too.
Yeah, you know, we have a suet feeder outside our kitchen window, and I love to watch the birds eat that, but I also enjoy watching the squirrels try to get to it. They used to like launch themselves and hang on to the suet feeder, which is sort of like a metal box, like a grate. And what I did was I put a little tin roof above it on a string, on a piece of wire. So they have to land on this tilty piece of metal roof, and then they fall off of it or slide off of it down to the ground. They don't get hurt, but at least it makes the suet last a little bit longer. And it's really funny to see how much they strive to do that.
You know what else I also learned recently is that squirrels hate spicy foods, but birds can't taste spicy foods. They have no taste buds. So there's bird seed available that is crazy, crazy spicy that the birds seem to love, but the squirrels just stay away from.
You know, it's funny because I do remember seeing suet in those, like, spicy flavors, but I didn't realize why.
Danusa in Georgia's on the line with a heating question. Everybody is chilly this winter. What is going on down there?
It's cold. It's very cold, and I'm asking, calling about a fireplace. We live in an arts and crafts house, and there's a fireplace smack in the middle that faces two ways, to the entrance and then opening to what would be the kitchen and dining area. The opening to the front door is a fireplace. The other one was at one point blocked. And I know we have two chimneys. My question is it possible, do you think, for me to integrate, to open it straight through, to make it a one fireplace that would go both ways, or would I have to stick to the way it was built, one way and
so
the
in other
way?
Words, you would like the fire pit to go straight through from one side to the other?
Yes, but I have two chimneys.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that because the structure of this is such that you probably have one physical chimney and then you have two liners, so two flues.
Okay.
And one is on the fireplace side and one is on, you know, the other side, or one's on the living room side, one's on the kitchen side. So why would you want that to be opened up? Just for aesthetics?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And my question would be, even if I did it using, you know, the gas kind of dealy, or do I still need a chimney for that?
I think if you're asking me, and I put a gas fireplace in there where without venting it, and I would say no.
No. Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because there are non-vented gas fireplaces. I've never liked them at all. They've always made me very uncomfortable. They do dump a lot of moisture into the house. And, you know, they're allowed here in the States, but I think last time I checked, they were illegal in Canada, who is much more conservative about things like this. So I would never use an unvented gas fireplace. I also would not convert those existing wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces because they're going to burn a lot of gas, be really expensive to run. What you might want to do is think about seeing if there was an insert that might be available for the fireplace side, because that can have some built-in circulation with a vent fan that could improve the heating distribution of that one side. And then you mentioned that one side's blocked. I'd like to know why it was blocked, if the chimney is still, the flue is still functional, if it's deteriorated, maybe it's not lined. I don't know. But you ought to find out why it's in the condition it's in. So I think you need to talk to a good home inspector or a very good chimney contractor, not a sweep, okay? And I want you to be cautious not to find somebody that just wants to sell you a big repair, but somebody that can give you some true independent expert advice as to what it's going to take to get this working again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful because I think the thing that most helped me was about the non-venting thing, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how dangerous that could get, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take that out of consideration. All right, Danuza, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Lawrence on the line who's looking to add solar panels to the roof and has a question about his existing roof. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking into and possibly going to have solar panels installed on my roof, but the roof is over 10 years old, and they're talking about replacing the roof, and I just wanted to maybe talk to you about it and maybe get some advice.
Well, first of all, I presume the reason you're talking about a new roof is because you don't want to put solar panels over an old roof, because you would have to remove the solar panels to replace the roofs, you know, sooner than you expect. And that does make sense. Aside from that, though, I would just look very carefully as to whether or not you're going to get a return on investment by installing solar panels, especially because now you're giving up another 10 years potentially of roof life just to get those solar panels. What I find, unfortunately, with the solar industry today is there's a lot of fancy back-of-the-napkin math, if you know what I mean, that goes on when they try to show you what the savings is going to be. You really need to figure out how long those panels are going to last and whether or not you're going to be, it's going to be worth the investment either in paying for the project or outright, or sometimes you can lease them too. But in the case of leasing, you don't own the panels, and you end up, if you want to sell your house, having to try to get the next buyer to kick in and agree to pay for that lease as well, or you got to buy them out of the lease. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to adding solar panels to a house, and you're just dealing with another aspect of this, and this is whether or not you should replace your roof at the same time. But think about it. If that roof is not ready to be replaced, you're giving up 10 years of life just to get the solar panels. So it certainly impacts any cost savings that you think you might experience.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, you guys. You know, a cold corner of your home can be made much toastier with a space heater if you know how to use them safely. So we're going to share some important tips after this.
Hey,
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to help you get projects done around your house. So look around. What's on your to-do list? Slide it over to ours and reach out to us with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Sylvia in Pennsylvania on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I am moving from Pennsylvania, moving further south to get away from the snow. I don't know if it'll be South Carolina, Georgia, or Florida, but I am going to build myself a house, and it's going to be a small house. I'm wondering about in-floor heating, but I would like to have a terrazzo floor. So can you put in-floor heating and cooling in a terrazzo floor?
So first of all, congratulations on your plan. That sounds really exciting. Secondly, in terms of the floor, first of all, the floor can be heated. It can't provide your cooling. You're going to have a central air conditioning system for that.
I was wondering about that, because I was wondering too, because cold settles, and I'm thinking your floor would be cold, but nothing else would be.
So in terms of the heated floor, yes, there is a way to run PEX piping, which is a cross-link polyethylene hot water piping through underlayments that would go under tile. In fact, they make a specific type of plywood that's actually channeled out for this very purpose, where the plumbing sort of lays inside tracks in the plywood, and then the mud floor or whatever you're using underneath the trouser goes on top of that. So certainly you can do that. It's a pretty big project, but if you're set on having this kind of floor, you can definitely do it. But it will be a more expensive heating system than other types.
Well, I'm not really set on the terrazzo, but I was thinking of it, and because it would be easy to clean, it would be just from living in Florida, I am familiar with terrazzo floors, and I just thought that, you know, it was a possibility. You know, I have not decided exactly yet. I'm just gathering information now.
Yeah, the answer is you could put hot water heat through your floors pretty much with any type of material, including that. So definitely an option for you, Sylvia. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, space heaters can be a great way to save money on your heating bills, but only if they're used safely. So first, you want to remember that space heaters should be used to provide supplemental heat and not in place of your entire home heating system.
That's right. And also, you don't want to use a space heater to warm your bedding, to cook food, to thaw pipes, or to dry clothing. I mean, listen, guys, all this sounds like a no-brainer. But if it hadn't happened somewhere, somehow, we wouldn't be warning you about it.
That's right. Now, the space between the space heater and anything else that's combustible is really key. And this is where most fires develop. You need to maintain at least a 3-foot safety around the space heater so nothing combustible should ever get any closer. And when you're buying space heaters, look for devices with an automatic shutoff feature and heating element guards. The shutoffs will shut off the heater if it gets bumped and, say, knocked over.
Yeah, you also want to make sure that you choose heating equipment that has the UL mark. And now the UL mark on a product means Underwriters Laboratory. It means their technical staff members have tested that product thoroughly. They're looking for safety hazards. They want to make sure that it's good to use at your home and that you're going to operate it well and you're going to be okay with it.
Absolutely. This way you can be both warm and safe.
Always love taking calls from my neck of the woods. We've got Scott in New York who's working on the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
In my house, in my driveway, I have a blacktop driveway. I noticed sitting water spots after a rainstorm. I was wondering what my options were for fixing.
So are these actual potholes or just sort of low spots?
Just low spots.
I got to tell you, it's difficult to address a situation where you just have low spots like that because it's a failure of the base of the driveway. When the driveway was put in, the base of the driveway underneath, probably wasn't prepped correctly. And so over time, it settled and sagged. And that's why you're developing those water spots now.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult to patch over that unless it's a fairly contained area. So, for example, if you had a section of broken up driveway that maybe was a foot or so square, there are different densities of patching compounds. They come everywhere from like a gravel mix. That is a latex product that you could put in and will dry solid, to something that's fairly liquid for cracks. but to really raise the level of low spots in there, you're really talking about a situation where you'd have to replace the driveway or put a second layer on it. And I got to tell you, I probably would not even put the second layer on it because I would not be confident as to how the original driveway was constructed. And if I wanted to avoid that in the future, I would probably tear it up and start again. So I guess your question is, how much does this really bother you? Does it bother you enough where you want to tear it up? Or you just want to live with it for a few more years before you get to that. If it's not cracked, you know, perhaps just sealing it is going to protect it as long as possible. Keeping that water from saturating into that area and soaking into that area will help stabilize it for at least for the immediate future.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
All right, Scott. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24-7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Even in the new year, we're standing by all the time. We want to know what you are working on. We've got fresh minds and fresh ideas, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, are you feeling drafts in the home this chilly winter? Well, just ahead, we're going to share a new product that boosts your wall insulation, seals drafts, and improves energy efficiency for greater comfort when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
where home solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. What are you working on this chilly weekend? If it's a project in your house and you need a helping hand, well, we're here to do just that. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Yeah, whatever you guys are working on, whether you're planning a project or dreaming of a project or actually doing it, we want to help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading over to Alabama now, where Mary is trying to remove some old caulk from a bathroom fixture. What's going on?
Hi, I recently was trying to remove the caulk from around my bathtub.
Okay.
And cannot get it removed. I purchased one of the tools at home improvement store, and it is so hard that it won't remove. And I'm worried about scratching the bathtub and the edge if I get a razor blade.
Have you ever used a paint remover to remove layers of paint?
Yes.
Okay, well, just like a paint remover will strip paint, there's a product called a caulk softener. And the caulk softener gets applied to the caulk, and it sort of re-liquefies it, softens it up, and makes it a lot easier for you to scrape it out. So you want to apply the caulk softener first. Once it works and softens the caulk, clean it really, really well. The next thing you want to do is take a bleach and a water solution and wipe that seam down really well, because you want to kill any bacteria that's in there. You want to make sure there's no mold spores that are left behind. And the next thing that you want to do is fill the tub with water. We always caulk tubs when they're full of water, and here's why. Because when the caulk dries, the tub sort of comes back up. When you fill the tub with water, it sinks down. When you put the caulk in, let the caulk dry, then let the water out, the tub comes back up and compresses the caulk, and it's not likely to fall out again or pull apart again at the seam. Okay? So those are the steps you want to follow. Start with the caulk softener, wipe it down with bleach and water, fill the tub with water, caulk it. When the caulk dries, let the tub water out, and you're good to go.
Okay. Can you recommend a good caulk to replace it with?
I would take a look at the DAP products that include Microban. Microban is an additive that stops any mold from growing inside the caulk.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, when you're insulating your home's walls, the wall's depth is a crucial factor. Consider a 2x4 studded wall, which only offers about 3.5 inches of insulation space. But there's a smart solution that allows you to beef up that insulation and reduce drafts simultaneously, combining bat insulation with DAP's Touch and Foam.
Yeah, DAP introduced the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam. Now, it's a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam kit. So it's versatile. It's great for sealing gaps in a lot of different areas like the walls, the floors, the attics, the basements, and the crawl spaces. And the neat thing is that as the foam is applied, it expands to fill gaps, and that seals out drafts, keeping you warm and comfortable.
Now, to improve your wall's insulation, you want to start by applying a layer of Touch and Foam to the exterior wall. And you can watch as it expands to seal and then insulate the entire wall cavity. And once it's dry, you add the bat insulation into the cavity. Now, this two-pronged approach is going to seal out future drafts while maximizing the wall's insulation capacity. And that ultimately is going to lower your energy bills.
And that's the bottom line. Today's weatherization tip has been brought to you by DAP. Featuring the innovative Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam System, DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with its one-component broadcast spray foam. You can find the DAP Touch and Foam System at Menards and select Home Depot stores, or learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
Richard in Florida is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on?
Well, I had a golf cart parked in the driveway, and it must have been leaking something, and I've got a rust stain, and it looks like some oil stains, and it's a brand-new driveway. I was wondering if there's anything I could use to remove those stains.
Well, it's a brand-new driveway with a brand-new stain. That's terrible.
That's funny.
That always happens. You start off with something brand new, and then it just gets ruined. Right,
yeah, the first one hurts the worst, too. It's like the first dent you get in a new car. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Exactly. You know what you could try is something called trisodium phosphate. It goes by TSP.
Okay.
You'll find it mostly in like the painting aisle at home centers. And it's a powder, and you can mix it into a paste, you know, and I would sort of put that onto the oil stain and the rust stain and let it sit there as a thicker paste. And then as it seems to start to be drying up a little bit, you can take a brush and, you know, kind of scrub it just gently to see. And that should pull everything out, the rust and the oil. I mean, that oil's probably going to have to be done a couple of times. Just because it is so porous and the oil does just want to get into every nook and cranny, but that should do the trick.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, now we're heading out to Wisconsin where Kumi has a question about mold. What can we do for you today?
It's like on the walls, and it started at the bottom of the wall. It's like black mold. In some areas it's somewhat green, but most of it is black. And I was trying to get the basement refurnished, and when the guy came and started it, he had to stop because the mold is coming through the panel, and you can still see it at the bottom.
Yeah, now this is a home that you own, Kumi?
No, I'm renting.
You're renting it. Okay. So this is the landlord's problem. This isn't your problem. And it's a potentially serious problem, depending on how much of it is there. That type of mold that you describe is what's known as stachybotrys, that sort of blackish-greenish mold. And in some cases, it can be cause an allergic-like effect on people. It could make you not feel very well. And people that are really sensitive to molds can get super sick around it. Removing it is possible, but there's a process to it. It's not just a matter of tearing out the old walls or scrubbing it away, because if you do it incorrectly, you can release those mold spores. They float around the air, and they can get up into the parts of the house that don't have mold and kind of contaminate it. So I would take some pictures of it. I would send a letter to the landlord and let him know what's going on, and he's got to address it because this is a potentially very serious problem. You can't let it continue.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I noticed that since I moved here, asthma running in my family, but I never had asthma, and now I have asthma. I have bronchitis.
You may be living in a sick house. Your dog seems quite happy, though.
Yeah, they even said that it could be dog hair.
No. If you got that kind of mold, you got a serious problem. You need to put him on notice that they got to fix it.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Stick around, because when it comes to design rules, we are breaking them. I mean, if there's really design rules anyway, we're going to shatter them, toss them aside, and do our own thing in this new year. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Slow down.
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sarah in California reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I would love to install crown molding in my home, but I can't cut all of those fancy corners, and the contractors want a fortune to install it. Are there any other options?
Ah, you know, Sarah, the market has responded to this very problem. Installing crown molding actually has become a lot easier because of the development of foam crown moldings. Yes, I said foam. They're extruded foam moldings. They are an excellent alternative. They're attractive, they're lightweight, and they're easy to handle. And the corners, the most difficult part of any crown molding project, are pre-cut. That makes installation very, very easy. And the best part, I think, is that they install with painter's caulk. You get adhesive caulk. You don't even need nails. You line it up and you press it into that space between the wall and the ceiling, and you are done. D-O-N-E, done. So it really goes on quite simply, and it looks fantastic. Once it's up, you can paint them or you can leave them in their original white format, but certainly a lot easier than trying to cut crown moldings.
Yeah, and they paint really nicely. I feel like the paint just flows super smoothly across that foam as well. So it's a nice project. All right, Nick wrote in saying, it's really cold outside, and my hardwood foyer and tiled kitchen floor are super cold, even with the heat set to 70. Is it worthwhile to insulate the ceiling joists of the basement?
Absolutely. If it's accessible, it is definitely a good idea to do just that. Your floor will be a lot more comfortable as a result. And by the way, the other thing you ought to do in a place like that, especially if it's a place you walk a lot, is just use an area rug. It really makes a big difference. So insulate, area rug, and those tootsies will be a lot warmer this winter.
All right, I love it. You can also get a good pair of slippers.
Well, guys, for all the cutting-edge design ideas that are out there, most of us still follow some unwritten design rules, you know, those things that someone at some point decided we should never, ever do. Well, sometimes breaking the rules is necessary, and Leslie has got ideas for shaking up the status quo and making some big design statements in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, whether you inherited these rules from your parents or you just never thought to break them, it's time to go rogue on those old design rules. And we're going to start with one of my favorite ones to break, which is neutral colors only in small spaces. Now, even if bold colors do make a small space seem a little smaller, the illusion is for sure worth the added eye candy. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody decided that master bedroom should be serious. Well, throw that one out as well. Fun decor gives you something exciting and inspiring to wake up to, and it can bring out the kid in all of us and kind of boost your creativity. So don't be afraid to use fun colors in there or big wild patterns or a crazy wallpaper. But, you know, you can do it also in toned down tones as well so that it still feels kind of cozy and relaxing. Just have some fun with it. Now, artwork. Everything's got to be eye level. Everything's got to be in a line. No, it doesn't. You can lean things on the floor. You can mix and match sizes. You can create a cool gallery look on the wall. It's all about having fun, but also planning. You know, if you're kind of trying to mix and match different shapes and sizes, go ahead and make little template pieces out of paper and just tape them around the wall at first before you go ahead and actually commit nail to wall to hang these things. This way you know if it works, if you like it, if it's going to play well in the space. And who said chairs have to match? They for sure do not. You can mismatch chairs in your dining areas, and that's a new take on formal. I mean, you can have a bench on one side and two chairs on the other and two different chairs on the end. Go ahead, mix it up, use it how your family's going to enjoy it best, and just have fun this year, guys. It's your home. It's your allowed.
You know, we were on vacation this past summer, and we happened to go into a restaurant where all of the tables and chairs were mismatched on purpose, and it was a pretty cool place.
I love it.
As a result. Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely a thing. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you due for a new furnace? Well, if you are, we're going to teach you what to look for as you do that shopping, including what kind of warranty you should get to protect you for a long time to come. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.